Thanks, Nachum. Straight ahead on your Tuesday morning JM in the AM sports update. Six games go to overtime across both JV and varsity hockey, creating some interesting marks on the leaderboard. Ramaz and Frisch battle at the top of varsity basketball's Western Conference, and Mag and David pulls DRS from the ranks of undefeated and into a mess in JV's basketball East. All that and more coming right up. Good morning, I'm Elliot Weisselberg. We'll start out in JV basketball, where Mag and David bounced back from a heavy beatdown by Hank to defeat the DRS Wildcats 61-55. As a result, DRS drops to 3-1 and into a mix of five teams with one loss at the top of the East. Presently, that Hank team leads the pack at 3-0, following a win over Rambam. But behind the Hurricanes, Flatbush sits at 5-1. Taking two wins this week, DRS and North Shore at 3-1, and Barkai and Mag and David at 2-1. YDE sits in the mix at 2-2 after a win over Hafter. It appears that the playoff combatants will come from those teams as the bottom falls out of the East after that, as the Hawks, Rambam, and Westchester all sit winless around the halfway mark. Meanwhile, out West, a similar story as five teams sit at three wins led by TABC and Frisch at 3-0. Frisch kept perfect, taking out two previously undefeated teams, SAR and Ramaz. Speaking of Frisch and Ramaz, the two teams put on a showcase this week in a home-and-home battle at the top of the Varsity West. Frisch was the venue for the first end of the showcase, but it would be the visiting Rams holding off the Cougars 58-54. Asaf Seinfeld passed Ramaz with 15 points in the win. The Cougars, however, would return the favor last night, knocking off the Rams in Ramaz by 350-47. The split keeps the Cougars at 500 at 2-2, while Ramaz gets win number 3 but drops their first on the season as well. On the bright side, both teams walk away with victories, but on the other hand, in a division where TABC and SAR presently sit undefeated at 4-0, any loss takes a team further away from the top spot in the division. In other action, Joe Aaron gets half of DRS's points and keeps the Wildcats perfect with a 46-39 win over Flatbush, and Josef Bruckenstein's double-double lifts Rambam over Hank 56-50 to get the Ravens back over the 500. Moving over to hockey, where nearly a third of the games played on both levels this past week gave fans more for their money. On the varsity end, three games went to overtime, all ending with the same score. Saturday night saw Frisch and Kushner go to an extra session, where Ellie Kahn put home the game winner for the 2-1 Cougar victory. Sunday saw North Shore squeezed by Hillel and extras by the same result, and last night YDE hosted Rambam and dropped the Ravens by the same score. In other action, TABC takes control of the West, dropping SAR 2-0. In JV, SAR and Hafter could not escape the extra period. Wednesday night saw Hafter score 2 goals in 20 seconds to erase a 4-2 deficit to YDE in what would end up being a 4-4 tie between the two East teams. The next night, SAR overcame an early deficit of their own to tie TABC at 2-2. Last night, both Hafter and SAR met up with another come-from-behind result as SAR erased a 2-0 and 3-1 Hafter lead to head to OT, where Jonah Nayewitz slammed home his second of the night to give the Sting the win and keep them undefeated in the West. Elsewhere in the West, Frisch pulled away from TABC in the third period with a 4-1 victory to stay undefeated and knock the Storm to the third result in their first four games without a win. Generally, the week of Thanksgiving is usually a quiet affair, and we here at the JM and the AM Sports Update take a week to let action kick back up. But with the amount of action happening between tonight and next Monday, it would be doing a disservice to fall behind. So we wish you a happy Thanksgiving, but in a positive break with tradition. We'll see you right here next week at our regularly scheduled spot. And that was your Tuesday morning JM in the AM Sports Update. I'm Elliot Weisselberg.